Good morning. I'm Steve Bacon, member here at church, welcoming you on this blustery, rainy, and windy, and so forth morning. Whatever brings you here today, be it custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you are new to us, want to find out more about who we are and what we do have this pamphlet. It is available in the back of the church and certainly off this entrance. It's chock full of information of the types of things that we do, certainly during worship, outreach and community and so forth. Please take some time after the service and pick that up. If you have any trouble, certainly ask an usher. They'd be happy to direct it to you. There's a lavender slip in your bulletin this morning. It does a couple things for us. The top portion is any prayer requests that you might have. We're a community of faith, and we'd like to know those joys and concerns that are happening in our lives. You can fill that out, then later on during the service, the ushers will come around, collect that from you, and we'll share that during our prayer request time. You will see the worship this morning. Both will be posted up on the screens in front of you, and certainly in your bulletin if you have any questions or concerns, you can do that. If you do have a smartphone and are technologically advanced, you can take your smartphone out, and there's a QR code, quick response code on the back of your lavender slip. You can click on that. That will also bring up the bulletin today if you want to see it in its entirety. We do have restrooms available for you and for others, should you need to do that. Just please follow the arrows out. They either point to the back of the church, down the stairs, or to the side behind me, and you can find that there. Along with that is childcare available for young ones, if you need to do that, certainly rocking chairs in the back to do that. Just remember, when we take children, we're a safe sanctuary church, so that means if children are going out, we would like an adult to accompany them through the church. Very quickly, the bulletin has quite a few things. I'm just going to point them out to you. You can take some time and read those also on your own. We have our annual charge conference this week, which will be Thursday night at 6:30, which will be at Bellevue Heights. We certainly welcome your voice and your vote, so come out for that. We have our Children's Sabbath Sunday, which is next week, and we would like any children that are going to be here and would like to sing, please come and stay for about a 15-20-minute rehearsal with our music director, Amy. We also in the bulletin had we're going to have a meeting also today after church for 15 to 20 minutes talking about our covenant agreement, but with everything else going on, we're going to delay that till next week. So next Sunday, please stay after church for 15, 20 minutes and we can do the covenant agreement. It is available if you want to see it, but as I say, we're going to discuss that next week. Free haircuts. If you're getting a little shaggy or whatever on top and you want to kind of clean it up and so forth, we do have hairstylists. Two of them will be floating around next week as part of our breakfast Sunday. Just so you know, we're not turning into a barber shop. We're just encouraging those folks around us to have those things of it. Sorry, this goes on and on. On Monday night, tomorrow night at 5 o'clock up at Hendricks Chapel, our old Tiffany Stewart, who was with our church, she was dean up at Hendricks for a number of years and actually taught here Sunday school, is going to be honored. So we're excited about that. And we have one of the past deans in our presence, Dick Phillips, welcome today. And also Tom Wolf will also be there. Hold on, I got two more. Bread and coffee is available to you today after the service. Please see that out there. That's for sale. That supports our different ministries with that. And finally, our Thanksgiving project, and Joyce Flynn is going to touch upon that.
Good morning. You will find in your bulletin an insert that gives you the opportunity to volunteer for helping with our Thanksgiving bag project. You can see the different ways you can volunteer for that. We will be packing bags 2 weeks from today. Thanksgiving is coming right up. Our biggest needs right now, turkeys, and we've got a cooler there that makes it easy for people to drop off turkeys. We really need to know how many we'll be getting from the congregation by next Sunday. So if you can get a turkey, Tops has them on sale for 48 cents a pound now. Target, they're 79 cents a pound. Those would be hugely helpful. And also signing up to help pack the bags or to volunteer on Tuesday the 21st to help hand out the bags. Those are our big things. Please see me after the service if you have any questions or if you feel that you would benefit from a bag. Okay? Thank you.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Today is All Saints Day, a special day in the life of the Christian Church. We celebrate many different categories of saints. In the Roman Catholic Church, there is a very specific process for assigning sainthood to a person who has left a particularly godly life. In the Protestant Church, we do not have a list of specific people we identify as saints. Rather, we use this day to remember all those who went before us and taught us about life and faith. On All Saints Day, we have a tradition of remembering those we know who have gone before us, the saints in our lives. We will read aloud the names of those connected to our church family who have died in the past 12 years. And during communion, you will have a chance to light a candle and name silently others who have been special saints in your life. So I'd like to welcome you to University United Methodist Church. I'm honored to say that I am the pastor here. Welcome. So please remain seated and join me in singing just verse 1 of Bread of the World in Mercy Broken.
Good morning. My name is Maddie Buckley, and I'll be the liturgist this morning. Please stand if you're able and join me in the call to worship based on the words of the 6th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Now this is the commandment that the Lord your God charged me to teach you. Hear therefore, O people of God, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O people of God, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you're at home and when you're away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Eternal home. As we consider our eternal home and those we will share it with, please remain standing as you are able and join me in singing Sing with All the Saints of Glory, number 702 in the pew hymnal and displayed on the screen. Let us now greet one another, old friends and friends-to-be, by shaking hands or maybe with a fist bump or a high five, saying good morning or peace be with you. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with your neighbors now.
I forgot to introduce the children, so if there are any children who would like to come forward, come on forward. And I'm going to ask these children to come on over here. We're lopsided. I have a lot of people on this side and only one person on this side, so come on over. Yes, I need that. Sorry, Stark. Okay. Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Good. So today is All Saints Day. And so we're going to talk about people who have died and gone to heaven and that we honor today. So I'm wondering, does anyone here know anyone who has died? Yeah, some people do. And so were you sad when they died? Yeah. So when my grandpa died, who I actually called Grampy. When he died, I was really, really sad. But what I found was that when we talked about him in the family or amongst friends, we had a lot of stories about him. And most of the time, even though we were sad, those stories made us laugh a little bit, right? Has that ever happened to you where you talk about someone who's died and you're like, oh, I'm sad, but oh, I remember that thing and it was fun about them, or they had a sense of humor, or they were quirky. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, okay. So I'm wondering, from the people that you know who have died, what do you remember about them? What do you remember? It can be a story, or maybe you can say something like they were funny or loud or never talked much. What do you think? Yes.
Kind.
Someone you know that died was kind. And you have a smile on your face when you say that. How sweet. What else? What else do we remember about someone who has died? Grandy, yes. You knew Grandy, yes. And he was very special to you. So so I'll tell you something from my grandpa. So my grandpa was really funny, and so I feel like I get my sense of humor from him. And then my grandma, who died, we called her Grammy. She was very driven, so I feel like I get my persistence from my grandma. So sometimes things that, like kindness, or other things that people who have died have for us, they teach us. And they, even though they've died, they stay with us because we remember them and remember the good things and about them. So it sounds like we've learned a lot from people who have died and who are now in heaven. I'm wondering if we can say a prayer. Will you say a prayer with me? Loving God, we thank you for all those we have known and those who have gone before us. Thank you for their light and their love and their gifts they have given us. Be with us throughout the years so that we know that love that grows and grows and continues on after life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for talking with me today. And after worship, if you're going to sing next week at the Children's Sabbath, I'm going to ask you to stay after worship and rehearse again, okay? So for now, you can go back with the people who brought you. And I am so excited because I've heard that the choir's anthem today is really special. So let's listen to our choir sing.
Amen. We now come to a time of prayer. If you would like your prayer read as a part of our worship today, please fill out the purple slips and ushers will be down the aisles to collect them. And as we do, let's settle our hearts, settle our minds, settle our bodies. And as we feel moved, sing as the prayers are collected.
Let us join together in a time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God.
Loving God, we come to you today, remembering those who have gone before us, remembering all the good times, all the hard times, and all the times that have passed since you've gone. Be with each of us today as we remember with joy or sit in our grief as we remember the loved ones who have gone before us. Be with us as we visit another holiday without our special person or people in our lives. Be with us as we go through our day-to-day lives, changed forever because of the gifts and the love that has been shared from those who are no longer with us. Today we pray for all people who have been killed due to violence in any way, due to war, due to car accidents or untimely deaths. Be with each of us so that we are comforted in our celebration of life. Let us say together the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture this morning is from the first epistle, or letter, of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. The author of this letter is generally believed to be also the author of the Gospel of John. John is writing to the early churches as one who literally knew Jesus to support believing in the historical Jesus. The verses I'm reading are John's greeting to his readers. I'm reading from the Inclusive Bible. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard and seen with our own eyes, and have looked at and touched with our hands, the Word, who is life, this is the subject of our letter. That life came to be. We saw it and became witness to it. We proclaim to you the eternal life which was with Abba God and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard we declare to you so that you may be one of us, as we are one with Abba God. and with the only begotten, Jesus Christ, we write this to fulfill our joy. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. Today we celebrate All Saints' Day, which we've talked about. All Saints' Day is traditionally November 1st. It's not as nearly as popular as the day before All Saints' Day, All Saints' Eve, or All Hallows' Eve. In other words, Halloween. But it is far more important in the life of the church. John Wesley, founder of the Methodist movement, enjoyed and celebrated All Saints' Day. In his journal entry from November 1st, 1767, Wesley calls it a festival I truly love. But today I have to take a moment to remember a historical person who would have been a saint if there were Protestant saints. 500 years ago, this past Tuesday, October 31st, Martin Luther made a statement challenging some of the Roman Catholic Church's theological positions. I forgot our pictures. There he is. He nailed these challenges, or theses, there were 95 of them, to the church door in Wittenberg, Germany. Luther stated that the Bible was a central source of religious authority and not the church leaders, and that people were saved, that is, received new life in Christ, through their faith and not good deeds that they performed. Luther's challenges created a split in the church thought that led to the formation of Protestant churches. In fact, it was while listening to someone read from Martin Luther's preface to the Book of Romans that John Wesley came to understand what it meant to accept God's love through faith. These words are from Wesley's journal recounting that night. While Luther was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt in my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given to me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. At University Church, we believe that God's love is always and freely available to us at any time. We only have to say yes to agree to accept that love and to follow. Remembering our loved ones grounds us. Joe Levino says this, "Retelling these stories grounds us in our history. These memories teach us how God has provided for us through the generosity and sacrifice of those who have come before. The stories of saints encourage us to be all God has created us to be." When we lose someone, we will be saddened. From the sadness, we have the chance to remember, even celebrate, the person, and celebrate all we have learned from them. We have a chance to remember time spent with our loved one. We have a chance to reflect on our own life and make decisions about our own time left on earth. We even have a chance to spend time with our loved ones that are still with us. This can be a reminder to appreciate each moment. Sometimes it's hard to imagine what happens after death. And I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 12 and 13. And this may bring some explanation and comfort from the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the house church in Corinth in the middle of the first century. What we see now is like a dim image in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. What I know now is only partial. Then it will be complete as God's knowledge of me. Meanwhile, these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. When we think, look, listen for God, it's like looking into a cloudy mirror or looking into a pond. There's a reflection, but it doesn't seem quite clear. This is an image from the book, the children's book, Water Bugs and Dragonflies. And I find it an interesting image that we can see into that pond, but it's not quite clear. Once we pass on to heaven and see God, it will all make sense. I know most of us have some questions for God we are hoping to ask. Yet according to Paul, it will all make sense when we meet God face to face. How blessed are our loved ones who have already gone. It all makes sense to them now because they have been able to see God. Our text from the first letter of John shares with us the word of life, life eternal. The life we share with Jesus Christ and our loved ones before and after death. The link of love eternal. All Saints' Day is an opportunity to give thanks for all those who have gone before us in faith. It's a time to celebrate our history, our tradition, our beloved. Let us now begin the roll call of saints. As we said before, we have a tradition of naming the saints who have passed in the last 12 months. And then hearing a bell toll. You'll have an opportunity after or during Holy Communion to light candles for anyone who you would like to light a candle for and name silently in your heart.
Patricia Higgins.
Jean Mom and Dad Barnes.
Helen Buss Zwingy.
John Coton.
James Simonson.
Ruth Hauser.
Jim Wiggins.
Clara Windsor.
Richard Hunt.
Edith Patterson.
Isabel Shisholi Scalise.
Reverend Vernon French.
Elaine Johnson.
Dr. Ralph Ketchum.
Charlotte Elaine Abbott Burnap.
Thomas Christoff.
Carol Lacoste.
Matt Miller.
Dr. Howard Long.
Jesse Kalischer.
Eunice Henson.
Myron Ellsworth.
Stanley Fedor.
Emery Long.
Nancy Isles Berger.
Gary William Fenn.
Doris Swingle Hall.
Shirley F. Crosetti.
Sheila Connors.
Jerry Grant.
Marcus Craig Robertson.
Steve McKeown.
Karen Wilkinson.
Patricia Hunt Vitala.
Dottie Sage.
Melissa Beans Avery.
Helen Van Tassel.
Laura O'Hinton.
All who have died to natural causes.
All who have died due to forms of violence. Today is a very special day. We get to enjoy the banquet with all of our loved ones, near and far. So let us begin. Oh, so I have to give you the how it works before we get into the rest of it. So our ushers will come forward, and as they do, they'll let the different pews come forward to partake in Holy Communion. In our church, everyone is welcome. There's nothing you need to do before you come here. You just come forward when you're ready and receive Holy Communion. Once you get up here, there's a couple options. Okay. First of all of our bread is gluten-free bread, and all of our juice is grape juice. So there'll be two rows, one for each aisle, and so the first person you'll come to has bread. And so you take that piece of bread, and if you'd like to receive communion through intinction, you keep that bread and you dip it into the next person who has a big cup of grape juice, and then you eat it. If you don't want to do it through intinction, receive communion through intinction, you take the bread, you eat it, and then you skip the big cup, and you go to the little cups, and you take the grape juice. And then there'll be a basket, and you put your empty cup in the basket. Today, there's an extra step that you can do if you'd like, and that is come up and light a candle for anyone who you would like to light a candle for. Okay? There's tables on either side, so no matter what way or aisle you come up, there are candles present. There'll be someone there assisting you if you need help. And finally, if you choose to kneel at the communion rail for a while either side, you're welcome to do that and take some time with God. Okay? So I think that's all the instructions, so let us begin. When we gather at the table, we enter the realm of God's time and our remembering, where past, present, and future are one. We remember. We remember the present through Christ's call to spread the banquet of love to all. We remember. And so it is with that. This morning, we remember with love those whose love of God lifted us. We give thanks for their hospitality, the tables they set for us, and the gifts they gave us. And we set this heavenly banquet at which we receive glory to God with them. It is through their witness that we have tasted and we have seen the goodness of God. The Lord be with you. We lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good thing and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Joshua and Deborah,
God of the priests and the prophets. God of the apostles and the martyrs. God of our children to all generations. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending holy, holy, holy Lord, God, power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke it and gave it to all of his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the blood and body of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with all your saints, for saints no longer with us, especially those we have honored here. For all the saints now living among us, who gift us with their presence in our lives, and for the saints who will come after us, continuing your good news into the future. Please take your neighbor's hand if you are comfortable, and let's speak this together. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And so the table is set, and we are ready to accept our guests. So our ushers will come forward.
And now is our time to give thanks by returning the gifts to God. In gratitude and thanksgiving, let us now give our tithes and our offerings.
Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication displayed on the screen. O God of hosts, we marvel at your faithfulness. You keep your promise to remain with us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to trust you in every difficulty. Empower us to share the good news of your abiding presence with our neighbors and friends. Accept our offerings, building up this community of faith so that we may serve others with the love of Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we remember all the saints, those who changed the world and those who changed our lives, would you please remain standing as you're able and join me in singing For All the Saints, number 711 in the pew hymnal and displayed on the screen.
Go on your way rejoicing, surrounded as you are by such a great cloud of witnesses. Take courage as you face each new challenge, and comfort when you pick yourself up from a fall. In whatever good you choose to do, precede it with hope, accompany it with prayer, and follow it with thanksgiving. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.